$36.99. Call AAA Trophy Mart now at 568-3699. AAA Trophy Mart will save you money.
In the Zone, you get great insight from former NBA players like Big Joe Klein.
One of my favorite quotes of all time is by Herm Edwards. He was talking about in the old days, people used to hang their laundry out because they didn't have dryers. He said, now, if you had holes in your underwear, you dried them in the house. You turned on the stove and you laid them out in front of the stove. You didn't put them on the line. You know what I'm saying?
Keep your underpants off the line and your ears in the zone. Coming to you from the Fury Electric Studio on the Buzz Radio Network.
Brett, my father has a question for you. Go ahead, Poppy.
This is a tough one now.
Okay.
Can you teach me how to do the whoopee suey?
I too can do the whoopee suey. It's just a little bit of raising arms up, getting a little whoo. Pig. Suey.
Suey.
I like it.
Suey.
Yeah, with an accent.
He's very, very coachable. I like to work with this guy.
I think we should do the Poppy version all year. Whoopee suey.
Mike's live.
Terrible. Brett Bielema on a number of ESPN shows yesterday, none more entertaining than that. Highly questionable Dan Le Batard. Poppy's hog call is highly questionable. 1027, Justin Akre, Matt Harris, and Matty T holding it down here in the Fury Electric Studio. We appreciate you tuning in today. Brett Bielema talked about a number of different things yesterday. What stood out to me, though, was the conversation about coaches in the SEC. That was what stood out to me the most. And the way he handled it, it was sort of, you know, funny and kind of having some, you know, playing around with it a little bit. But you could tell there was a little something in there. It was a little jab, I thought, and they pressed him on it, and he sort of diffused it.
You know what's been fun for me is Mark Stoops, the head coach of Kentucky, he and I played college football together, best friends. So that part's been neat. I didn't know a lot of the other guys. I've gotten to know Coach Muschamp a little bit and all the others. You know, obviously didn't know Nick very much and less, but you've met them at different events. So everybody's got their own personality and style. I kind of, you know, some of them are a little bit of pretty boys. You want to rub them on top of the head and rough up their hair a little bit and see if they react. But I think for the most part, everybody respects and loves the SEC and makes this conference what it is.
Hold on, whose hair did you want to muss up? Like, who did you look at and say, man, I just want to muss up your hair?
Hey, anybody that's got pretty boy hair, that's all I'm going with.
I don't know what pretty boy hair is, Coach. I'm just trying to figure out
obviously,
who's got the pretty boy hair.
clean on top.
Folks.
I love him.
That's a jab at Gus Malzahn. That's what I took from that.
I'll take that jab. Turn it into a right hook.
I don't know anybody who is in the league that I would consider has pretty boy hair. I don't even know if I consider Gus Malzahn to have pretty boy hair. But that, to me, is a shot at Malzahn. Did you take it any other way?
Yeah, because that's why he wears the visor. Showing it off.
Yeah.
Mess it up.
This is going to be a good little tit-for-tat rivalry.
I hope so.
Because, again, Gus has Arkansas ties. He's got Arkansas history.
Mm-hmm. Arkansas players.
They are completely different in their approach and philosophy.
I can't wait.
They went at it at media days. The question is, though, and that's all fine and good, as long as you beat him more than he beats you.
Exactly. Winning cures all. You can say whatever you want if you win.
Ask Tiger. But the point is, if you lose to him more often than not, and that's the thing about all this. All this talk and the rhetoric and all that, great. I love it. This is the kind of guy I want for my head coach, a guy that would just as soon get in a scrap with you as anything else. That's my guy. I like that. I like a fighter. I like a guy who's got a little edge to him, and he does.
You know the players like him.
But the bottom line is, if you go out and lay an egg, and this season it's okay. I mean, it's
pretty quiet.
Understandable, but it's if you lay an egg beyond that, it gets a little ugly.
Well, it's not like Auburn's going to have a great year either this year.
Well,
maybe.
Some people think they will.
Well, I think Arkansas's going to have a good year.
You do?
Well, I don't know.
Well, our intern thinks they're going to win 8. Sully's got a guy that works with him. He's, I don't know what all Tyrone does over there now. He's been there forever. He was there when I was at Channel 7 still. He says they're going to win 9.
Okay, well, let's tap the brakes. I just want to go to a bowl. If we go to a bowl game.
Yes.
You know, that'll be, I think, a big success for a first-year coach in the with completely changing the system. It's not the fact
more.
That he's just a first-year coach. It's the fact that he took a Gus Malzahn, a Bobby Petrino offense, player scheme-wise, and he's trying to run his Hayden Fry ground and pound days. And, you know, heck, who knows? Those guys might like it better. That's what they might have ran in high school. Who knows?
Bro, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's absolutely, if you make any bowl games a good bowl game this
year.
I think anybody who thinks anything beyond that, you know, is a letdown. I mean, if you think six games is a letdown, six wins, then I think you're not being realistic.
No, absolutely.
Any bowl game, any bowl trip, because the fever pitch around Brett Bielema and the excitement and the groundswell of support and the reuniting of the fans after the, and really it wasn't even like a divide. We've had divides over Houston Nutt. Mm-hmm. We had divides over the Mitch Mustaine situation. We had divides over the stadium debate. We've had divides over lots of things.
This brought it all together.
Without a doubt. We were all upset about last year, and they are all excited, I think, about Brett Bielema. Yeah. And people who didn't know anything about him, there was some skepticism initially, and I think there are still some people wondering, can he get the right kind of guy on a regular enough basis in recruiting to win with this style? I think everybody agrees it's an effective style if you have the right bodies on campus.
Yeah.
But if you don't, and you want to go smash mouth, ground and pound, you're going to have quite a difficult task.
You don't want to go recruit some cute boys and go smash mouth with Alabama. It's going to be a long game.
He's looking for dudes who don't have pretty boy hair.
But, you know, he's been kicking tail in recruiting.
Right.
Tail. He's
admittedly.
Been kicking tail.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. His old college teammate Mark Stoops ain't doing a bad job, and he's recruiting to Kentucky, where they have zilch. The only history they have is Bear Bryant. That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years.
They've had some success. I shouldn't say that. When they had that 700-pound quarterback, did you play against Lorenzen?
No.
Missed him.
Yeah, I just missed him.
You're lucky because he might have eaten you.
Yeah.
That was a big dude. But they've had some good playmakers. They just haven't had much in the where do you win? You win on the line.
Yeah.
They haven't had a lot of that.
Yeah, because Randall Cobb was sensational.
No, they've had some playmakers for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I can't remember who the white kid was that returned the punt against Arkansas in the rain up at Fayetteville a few years ago, too. They've had some decent skill guys.
Yeah, they beat us in Fayetteville when he was. Yeah.
I liked that too much. That wasn't fun. I hate to bring up. Why you gotta bring up old stuff?
Yeah, come on, man.
We're gonna get back into some. I got some stuff on some former Razorbacks here in a little bit that I want to touch on. We got a couple of contracts that have been signed. I guess there's really not much to say other than Peyton Hillis has finally got a team and he's in Tampa Bay now.
Love it. Keep it going.
It's a 1-year deal. I hope we can keep it rolling.
I do too.
Has Felix landed somewhere? Did I miss that? Oh, he's in Philadelphia. That's right.
Gosh, went from the Cowboys to Philadelphia?
I know. See, that's what I'm saying. It's getting harder and harder for your Cowboys.
Oh,
and then
lock it up.
We knew that Tyler Wilson would be in Oakland this fall. We just didn't know
Peyton on the back there.
When he would sign his deal, but he has signed his contract now. 4-year deal with the potential to renegotiate after three years. So it's good to see. And we talked to D-Mac in the offseason. We visited him at his camp that he held over in Maumelle, and he is thrilled with the offensive approach. He's excited about being with Tyler. He's very, very hopeful for the season.
I love D-Mac. He was such a cool dude.
He's such a positive guy, and he's been
really
through
is.
Hell, frankly, out in Oakland. Just getting beat to crap.
If you want your career to go,
I know.
Go to Oakland.
But there is definitely a new sheriff in town, and that whole approach, you know, even especially offensively now, I think he's gonna have a chance to be successful. Whether or not he'll thrive or not, we'll see, but I think he'll have a good chance.
Yeah, because he's a freak.
10:34, we're going to take a break here in a few minutes. Something else I had sent to me yesterday. This is from Bovada.
What?
It's Nevada Bovada. It's BOVADA.LV. I always forget how to pronounce it, but it sounds like Nevada, but it's Bovada.
Bovada. That's fun to say.
Bovada.
Bovada.
Bovada. Anyway, they give us odds on seasons, players, all kinds of stuff through the year. Well, this week they're talking about over-unders, and we've looked at some over-unders on teams through the year. Well, Arkansas is now set at 5.5.
Wins?
Their over-under is 5.5 on wins this year. So we were just talking about 6 is a good year.
6 is a good year.
By Vegas numbers, that would be a good year. That's an over.
Yeah, that's an over by a half.
So you're going over 5.5?
I'm going to go 6. I want to do first-year bowl game because I want to be optimistic.
I want to be 6-4. I want to be wealthy. I am short and broke. So what do you think is going to happen? I'm not interested in what you want. What do you think? Give me some sort of analytical perspective. And here's the thing. When you look at some of these potentials, most of it has to do with – well, not most of it. I shouldn't say that. Most of it obviously has to do with what kind of team it is. But it has in a large part to do with what's their schedule look like. Okay.
Yeah.
There's
a reason. Give me the schedule, and I can go down one by one.
It's a big part of the equation.
Are we away? Are we home? And you know what I like, though? We touched a little bit on it, the American style of football. I was reading in the newspaper, and I saw these words right here, and it fired me up. Gap scheme and power scheme football. fired me up. I'm old school. When you hear a coach start talking about gap scheme, he's talking about an offensive line, the way they're moving and blocking. You haven't heard an offensive coach or a coach at Arkansas talk about gap scheme football and the guard pulling since the last time we were in Atlanta.
How'd that go?
Well, we lost, but we got to
Atlanta. There. Something.
Get us back to Atlanta with
I'll
the gap
I'll take a Western
scheme.
Division championship and a loss in the SEC championship game this year,
yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Come on. Now, you know who you beat to get SEC West champs?
Yeah, LSU. I'd like to do that.
LSU and Alabama.
That'd be fun.
Can we please beat Alabama?
So Arkansas is at 5.5. I think that number's about right by the Vegas number. Now, here's my deal. And Tyler, our intern, thinks that they're going to win their first four games. I think the most important game of the year is Rutgers. Rutgers is the game. Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
Some people will say the University of Louisiana. Because that is not an easy game. That's a talented group, a team with success.
Definitely.
And, oh, by the way, they've got a really good quarterback. We ran into another school from Louisiana last year before we got to LSU that had a pretty good quarterback, and that didn't go so well.
Depressing.
My point is this. If you lose that game, your season's screwed anyway.
Scrap it up.
If you can't beat Louisiana, you're not going to a bowl.
Yeah.
So that game becomes less important to me. The most important game, because I'm assuming they're going to beat Samford, and I'm assuming they're going to beat Southern Miss. No, they're not. Samford's a very good FCS program, by the way, but they're not beating Arkansas this year.
Yeah, no.
They couldn't beat Arkansas last year. They're not beating them this year.
Were we saying that about Monroe last year?
No, this isn't something I'm very confident in, though.
Okay.
So my point is, when you get to Rutgers, that Rutgers game on the road, and there is not much reason to believe, other than this Arkansas team's going to be better coached, that they're going to win, because this is a pretty good Rutgers team, and they've got their quarterback back, they got a lot of guys back.
The same team who beat us last year.
Right. And they shouldn't be any worse, and they're at home this time. So that's going to be a tough game, but that's a key game. Because here's what I think, and I think most people back me up. Even the most skeptical of Razorback fans would agree with this. If Arkansas is 4-0, Arkansas will find a way, whether it's luck, it's skill, it's great coaching, it's trickeration. They will find a way to win two more games somewhere along the way. And I don't know what to, but to somewhere.
This is what it is. It's the philosophy. I'm all on board for this gap scheme power football, because what that scheme, that philosophy of football does one thing. It doesn't guarantee wins, but it guarantees you a better percentage of being close in those ball games. You're going to not be 3 and out and take 11 seconds off the clock when you try to do that spread air raid football. You're going to be in a lot of games, and if you put yourself in situations to be in it in the fourth quarter – now it's getting down to who's got more guts, much less than – I mean, you can perfect that scheme, and you can run and ground and pound, have the best special teams and a good defense, and it's going to keep you in every game.
There are two kinds of coaches, really, today for me. There are guys that intimidate you, a la Petrino, and there are guys that will, love you up, like John L. Smith.
Right.
To me, Brett Bielema has a good combination of the two, I guess. So there really are three types of coaches. But he's more of the player's kind of coach, I think. But he's also a guy that you'll run through a wall for, not because you're intimidated, but because you care about him and you respect him.
Right.
And I think Houston early in his career at Arkansas, before things started getting a little shady, he was much the same way. Guy you respected, a guy that, you loved, and he was fun to get behind. And Bielema's got the great resume. He's got the winning, the winning tradition.
No doubt about it.
I think he's going to be a similar guy. So I expect them to get close to, if not absolutely 100% from a potential standpoint, out of what they got.
Yeah. And as a player, you don't want to have a guy all like Petrino, and you don't want to have a guy who doesn't know X's and O's, because it kind of makes you doubt your head coach and play for yourself.
A few other items here. Arkansas is 5.5. Okay, that's their prediction on the upcoming season on over-under. Okay, let me just – and again, you have to consider who these teams are playing. So admittedly, there aren't a lot of SEC teams that are in the same boat, and these teams that I'm going to mention, many of them, are playing weaker schedules because they're in lesser conferences.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of teams that are predicted to win 5.5 games this year by the numbers in Vegas.
I hope it's good.
Indiana. Does anybody think Indiana's good at football?
No. No one.
No.
No one.
That's a team that's predicted to win 5.5 games this year. This just shows you where Arkansas is in the national landscape as far as the level of respect for this particular team in this particular year with all the other factors we mentioned involved.
Indiana.
The Iowa Hawkeyes, Brett Bielema's alma mater, 5.5. My alma mater, just down the road, 5.5.
Iowa State.
The Minnesota Golden Gophers are predicted to win 5.5. That's their over and under this year. Their over-under's 5.5, bro.
That's who Tech beat in the bowl game last year.
Willie Taggart, the former Western Kentucky coach, now at South Florida. The Bulls are predicted to win 5.5 games this year. And the Wake Forest Demon Deacons are at 5.5 in the over-under. That just shows you the national landscape. Admittedly, Arkansas has a much more difficult schedule than any of the teams I just mentioned.
Yeah.
But think about that for a minute.
Yeah, it kind of makes you
5.5. It just lets you know where you fall in the national landscape. Now, a few other schools of note that you might find interesting is Razorback fans and people with Arkansas ties. The Auburn Tigers, we were just talking about them, they're at 6.5. So if they don't go to a bowl game, big underachievement this year.
See, that's the difference.
The Florida Gators, 9. I predict that they will take a step backwards this year, and that would be a step back slight. Georgia, 9.5. LSU's at 9. Again, in large part, 9 is not a great year at LSU.
No, you need 10 plus.
Yes, but brutal schedule, as Les Miles has pointed out to anybody who will listen to him. The Mississippi State Bulldogs, right on the number, 6.
I could take that.
I think Arkansas can beat them out. That final bowl spot may come between those two.
The last game of the year. Or not last, but.
Hey, you want a slap in the face, Razorback fans?
What?
No. The Missouri Tigers, over-under, 6.
Missouri?
Missouri's at 6.
We're talking about basketball here.
Missouri's at 6. You want a slap in the face? You want a bucket of cold water on your head? Missouri predicted to win 6 games.
I want to dump Mizzou on their head.
Love to play them.
Yeah.
Ole Miss, Hugh Freeze, rock star in Oxford, Mississippi.
He's killing it.
8.
Wow.
Over under 8. And you know what?
They're getting love.
I like them over.
Really?
I like them this year.
Wow.
South Carolina's at 9.5. Texas A&M's at 9.5. Okay. A couple other schools that are related on the periphery. The Idaho Vandals, Paul Petrino's new team, won 2 games last year, I think. They're predicted to win 1.5 this year. There is a reason why he looked like he had a very heavily weighted mind and shoulder when I saw him at Sunbelt Media Days. 1.5 for the win total has a lot to do with that, I'll assume.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Colorado Buffaloes, a team that really stunk it up last year.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about
it. Fired their coach, new coaching staff, lost their starting quarterback this year. I mean, they've got all kinds of issues, other than the fact that they play in a super cool town.
No doubt.
They're over-under 3.5, and I only bring that up because they open with UCA.
If UC goes down there and beats them, they're going under on 3.
I think that's a safe bet, and I like their chances. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
If a bear and a buffalo hooked it up in the ring, who do you like?
Spumoni. I don't know. I think I would take the bear.
I think I would too, especially if it was purple.
He's got
fierce.
The claws
and the teeth.
He can climb trees. He has the aerial attack.
The teeth and the claws, and you're batting around the buffalo.
Is he a purple bear?
You don't know what to do. You don't know how you're going to kill the buffalo. You don't know how to kill the buffalo. You're bear, man. You're bear. Husker T.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I hear you guys talking a little college football, and I thought get me all fired up about my Cornhuskers. What do you think their chances are? What's the latest on the Huskers?
I don't know, but I sure liked watching them give up 70 in the Big Ten title game last year. That was awesome.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was going to be the first comment that I was going to hear of it.
Okay, hey, we can move on now. Let's talk about Nebraska. Let me tell you what I know about Nebraska.
Hey, listen, though, they went 1-1 last year with them. They beat them. I know they didn't beat them when it mattered, but they beat them, in the season.
Did they beat them by 50 in the regular season? Because that would have been significant.
I don't think the combined score was 50 in the regular season, but it was. But I will say this about Nebraska. You know, this is their year. They're trading on Michigan and Ohio State for like Illinois and Purdue on this game. Look at their schedule, something like that. It's the best schedule they've ever had.
They don't play Ohio State. They don't play Wisconsin, which is a huge, huge help. You're right. They do play at Michigan, though, so that's going to be an issue.
Okay, that's it.
And they
that's
play.
It.
Well, they play at Penn State, and that's no gimme anymore. Yeah. That team succeeded. You know what? He did an unbelievable job last year.
Unbelievable.
They do go to Purdue and to Minnesota, though, so, yeah, you got some breaks. Wyoming, Southern Miss, UCLA, and South Dakota State. Those are the non-conference games. So, yeah, Nebraska's setting up. Now, here's the big question. And I know they've got depth, and I know they recruit defense, but they lose 7 starters on the defensive side of the ball. That's an issue.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah, it is. You know, and that's the thing that's been interesting about Pelini. You know, when he came in, of course, as a Husker fan, we were dying for defense because, if you remember the Cosgrove days, believe me, as a Husker fan, we thrive on defense, and it was killer. But finally, Pelini, you know, he's come along and done a great job, but at the same time, as they haven't been all world. You know, there's been a few years and years they've kind of been iffy. So we're hoping he's going to be able to, you know, put the right players in play. And, you know, they got a lot. The recruiting looked pretty good on defense. And, you know, the Big 12 days are over. You know, we used to, you know, it was like, you know, we go to Kansas. I'd go down to Kansas State, Iowa State. Those were like almost like home games for Nebraska.
Yeah, I remember that. That was awesome.
That's so we were down the Big Ten's a little different there, but they got Taylor Martinez back, got two big running backs, two top five running backs or so in the country, and they're gonna try. I think they're just gonna try to get up there and run, and kind of get back to Nebraska football, and hopefully they can get some defense.
And the best news you got is no Ohio State, no Wisconsin. That's a huge step in the right direction. I appreciate the call.
You bet.
Good luck, my man. Dennis.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, I've got a prediction, and it's going to blow your mind.
Blow my mind, big guy.
All right, listen, we're going to beat Florida.
Okay.
Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and I think we're going to beat Texas A&M, to be honest with you, and this is why I think we're going to beat them.
Because you're smoking crack?
No, because Manziel's having problems. He's got the swole head from, from whatever the reason is, and that's my prediction.
Okay, but most of his swole head came from putting up huge numbers against Arkansas last year.
That's right. But he has an ego over and beyond whatever he had last year, and it's going to do him in this year.
Okay.
People have got his number.
What number is he?
He's got a target on his back.
Okay. Well, he had a target on his back in the Alabama game last year, and they couldn't lay a finger on his target. So.
Well, Alabama did not see that coming.
Yes, they did. He'd done it to other people before. They weren't caught by surprise. He was just better than them.
Well, they did not predict that he would do well enough to beat them.
Yeah, well.
You know what I'm saying? They overlooked him personally.
I don't think so. Alabama's, if there's one school that doesn't overlook anybody, they just couldn't get him. He was just better than them.
Alabama.
Well, he won't be this year. I have a feeling he's going to have a crap year.
Well, I hope that you're right, and I hope they don't beat Arkansas. I don't like their chances. I will be at the game, though, and I'm excited about it. I will be booing him every time he touches the ball, which will be a lot.
Yeah. So. My prediction's everyone.
Dennis, I hope you're right, and I want you to call back and say, told you so, and I'll say, Dennis, you were right, I was wrong, and I got something free for you.
I promise you I will. Okay. I promise you I will.
Yeah, so there's one thing I can count on.
I love rubbing stuff in people's face.
If there's one thing I can count on, it's listeners telling me when I screwed up, so I appreciate that.
Later.
All right, man, thanks for the call. 10:48, when we come back, the new owner.